Airport. Is there anybody that would like to testify on this bill? Please.
Yes, this is Anchorage. We have some people here.
All right, I didn't have a printout. If you signed up to testify, we didn't have one. Okay, please continue.
My name's Pam LeBault, president of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce, and we support this measure. We feel that Senator Stevens has given a significant amount of effort and work in his life to advancing Alaska's growth and infrastructure, and we would like to honor him with this naming of the airport after him.
Thank you very much. Any questions of committee members? Thank you very much, Pam. For those people online, would you please give your name and your testimony?
Yes, this is Dwayne Hyman. I am Executive Director of Commonwealth North. And as you may be aware, Commonwealth North is a nonpartisan, nonprofit public policy organization with a mission to educate ourselves in Alaskans about key public policy issues. We wholeheartedly support the renaming of the Anchorage International Airport, as I think, as you know, because it's been noted in the sponsor statement. And the accomplishments of Senator Stevens are really too long to get into. We have a whole list of them here. There's a whole book of them that were generated for the Alaskan of the Century event last Saturday. I might just add, though, that I think that this is a significant educational opportunity, and that over 1 million people a year go through the airport, and it's a good chance to expose them to one of the great Alaskans. Also, it's a major economic engine for the state. And I think the publicity surrounding the renaming of the airport will be a major marketing opportunity for the airport to take advantage of. Furthermore, I know some people were concerned about, well, if it's named after the senator, would that somehow constrain his ability to raise money for the airport? And I asked him that question directly, and he said no. It's quite on the contrary, that the way the courtesies are set up through the Congress that actually it will enhance his ability to raise money for the airport. So I think that we can defer to his expertise in that particular department. So we strongly support it. Thank you for listening and being so helpful.
Thank you very much. And if there are any documents that you would like to make part of the record, please hand them to the LIO there, and they'll be able to get them down to us. Are there any questions of committee members? Hearing none, the next person that I have signed up is Nancy Usera. Nancy, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Chairman. For the record, my name is Nancy Usera. I'm here representing the Executive Committee of Commonwealth North, and I'm also Senior Vice President of Corporate Development and Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. We enthusiastically support this initiative and thank the legislature for introducing it. As you know, Senator Stevens' contributions to Alaska are virtually legend, and it seems a fitting tribute that for the thousands of times that he has passed through the international airport, either as an ambassador or a defender of Alaska, that we should name his facility for. So just to reiterate our support and thank you for your contributions, and we would certainly encourage a unanimous due pass on behalf of this legislation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of committee members? The next name that I have is Michael Keene. Are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Michael Keene. I'm the Transportation Director at the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. And I've got a brief two-paragraph letter from our President, Larry Crawford, that I'd like to read into the record in support of this action. The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation, as part of its mission to expand and diversify the Anchorage economy, helps market the Anchorage International Airport. AIA is an important economic engine for the state. It is strategically located as a global logistics center for the Northern Hemisphere. The AEDC supports Senate Bill 291 that would rename AIA as the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. It is an appropriate tribute to our state senior senator. Senator Stevens has done much for the for Alaska as well as our nation. He is well respected throughout this country. Sincerely, Larry Crawford. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of committee members? Hearing none. Is there anybody else on teleconference that would like to testify on this bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Frank Dillon with the Alaska Trucking Association.
Please continue, Frank.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, on behalf of the board of directors and membership of Alaska Trucking Association, we would like to enthusiastically support this legislation naming the International Airport for Senator Stevens. We would hope that this might not preclude in the future when we build a road either to Nome or to Bethel or perhaps any other major highway that we couldn't also name that for our good senator. But with that one caveat, again, our enthusiastic support for the legislation.
Frank, we do have a question. Senator Halford?
It's not a question. Hi, Frank. The registration fee on my dump truck went up to $594 last year.
Well, we're hoping that you'll reflect that in your rates.
You what?
Thank you, Frank. Is there anybody else on teleconference that would care to testify on the bill?
No one else is present, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody else on sites anywhere else that would like to testify on it are in the committee room? Hearing none, Senate Bill 291, an act naming the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is before the committee. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, would it be an appropriate bill to add a noise restriction to?
Maybe Ann Stevens, I don't know.
No. Noise restriction.
Noise.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be passed from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the bill has passed committee with individual recommendations. Committee adjourned.